Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, you keep hearing these stories. A lot of times I see them from, I'm not even going to say Facebook, but I bet they reside in Facebook the most. The stories of people encountering just really terrible circumstances with ice. The Washington Post tweets out, it's an article. I'm not going to read the article. I'm not even going to click on the link. Armed ICE officers arrested a teacher early Wednesday in Chicago after chasing her onto the grounds of a private preschool and grabbing her as parents and students looked on, according to local official and witnesses. So if you haven't yet, Homeland Security, which is at DHS.gov on X, they are retweeting all of these propagandist bullcrap stories that are being put out there to sensationalize people into becoming very emotional over how ICE is looking to deport people who are here illegally. Now, I say this with the caveat of there are people that ICE is trying to get who are hardened violent criminals here in the country after they've come here illegally. There are also people who are here illegally who have kind of been blending into the system, probably living lives very parallel to yours and mine, but they just haven't gone through the trouble to get their legal status, or they've avoided the problem, or they tried maybe for particular reasons and it's been too complicated for them to pursue it or to actually achieve it. The first group, the hardened violent criminals, I wish we could take a poll of the entire electorate and say, do we agree that if you are here and you've hurt a child, you've stolen from a store, you've beaten a woman, you've raped somebody, you've killed somebody, and you're here illegally, can we just collectively agree that those people should get the hell out of this country? I would like to think so, but we're not allowed to have nuanced conversations about this because everybody runs to their corners. The problem that I have, and I haven't seen this yet. Brad, if you could look this up while I'm going to read the DHS response to the Washington Post article about the Staunton, Mexican restaurant owner who was... The story that is on Facebook right now when you hear it from people is that he was taken while he was dropping his kids off at school. There's a detail there. He wasn't taken while his kids were... He wasn't taken from the school. They, followed him a few blocks away. Now, I understand that if you're someone who believes these people should be able to stay here, that they should be given some sort of legal status or whatever, if you want to just Santa Claus that out, I respect that there are people who have a different opinion and perspective on that issue for me, but it does matter that he wasn't taken in front. You're sensationalizing a story by changing the details to say he was taken, from his kids' arms while dropping them off at school. Just give the facts. I would think that if he's as much of a contributing member of society as people have said that he is, and I know people personally who knew him personally who are advocating very much for his right to be here. I still don't know what his immigration status is. And I'm not saying that if you found out, there are people listening right now who would find out that his immigration status was here illegally. And my understanding from the stories that I continue to hear, he's been here for 2 decades. If he still has illegal status here, there are many people who would say, I don't care, let him stay. But I can't react to any of it when the only reporting on this story is that he's got a great restaurant, he's contributed to the community quite a bit, and I snatched him for no particular reason, when we don't actually know the reason why he was detained. Like, I just want to... I need to know the facts before I decide to run down the path of deport them all, or run down the path of, I think we should have compassion here as a society and we should try to figure out a way to put him on the path to a legal status while he is here in the country. One of those paths, one or the other. I don't know the facts. How can I develop an opinion on a particular circumstance in a community where I am near? How can I develop an opinion on it when all of the people who are reporting on this story haven't pursued the facts before they're willing to inject the emotion into the story? It's so disingenuous. It's so dishonest. And I'm not going to be played like that. I need the facts in order to make a decision. And I would think, no, I wouldn't. I should smack myself, that the media would want to get the facts too. What a dummy I am, said the media lady.
I'll say the same thing about this story as I said last time, which is that I know Staunton very well. I didn't know this guy, but I know a lot of people from Staunton and who run businesses in Staunton. This problem only exists now because he's been here for what? I think it was 20 years, right? Or something like that. Pretty long time. The only reason that deportations became something that people were willing to vote for is because of the administration of Joe Biden. Before that happened, this guy was living illegally in the United States. Now, you can debate whether he should have been deported before that or not, because the law is the law. But it only politically became viable that the country said, we actually have to address this problem, because the Biden administration, I don't want to say they didn't enforce immigration law, they opened it up and declared free reign and encouraged illegal immigration, mostly using the asylum program, and were pretty open about it. They paid lip service to the fact that they did, well, we really want to stay home or whatever Kamala said. But ultimately, their goal was to bring in as many illegal aliens as possible. And they did it. And it's causing these things to happen that wouldn't have happened otherwise.
I want to get back to the story from the Washington Post. Armed ICE officers arrested a teacher early Wednesday in Chicago after chasing her onto grounds of a private preschool and grabbing her as parents and students looked on, according to local official and witnesses. So DHS Gov on X is taking these stories, retweeting them, and saying, this is what actually happened. Which is another opportunity for us to say thank you, Elon Musk, for providing the opportunity for Americans to think for themselves and for people to have their voices be heard. Because, you know, in Joe Biden's administration, these types of things would not have been permitted. They would have been either deplatformed completely, or they would have been shadow banned so people wouldn't have the exposure. Here's what Homeland Security says on X in response to this Washington Post story. How do you people sleep at night after lying all day to the American people like this? ICE law enforcement did not target a daycare and were only at this location because the female illegal alien fled inside. Here is the real story. Officers attempted to conduct a targeted traffic stop of this female illegal alien from Colombia. Officers attempted to pull over this vehicle, which was registered to a female illegal alien with sirens and emergency lights, but the male driver refused to pull the vehicle over. Law enforcement pursued the vehicle before the assailant sped into a shopping plaza where he and the female passenger fled the vehicle. They ran into a daycare and attempted to barricade themselves inside the daycare, recklessly endangering the children inside. The illegal alien female was arrested inside a vestibule, not in the school. Upon arrest, she lied about her identity. The vehicle is registered to is registered in her name, though she claims that she didn't know the man who was driving her car and just picked him up from a bus stop. Facts including criminality and information on the male assailant are forthcoming, and we will update the public with more information as soon as it becomes available. Are we crying over this woman? Are we as a society going, oh, that's just a shame? They were being pulled over in a traffic stop and they refused to comply. They drove into a shopping center that had a daycare in it and they used the daycare as cover. Boo-hoo? Are you kidding me? This is why with every single one of these stories that is coming out, the left is doing a great disservice to the actual people they're trying to protect by not telling the truth. Maybe, I don't know the facts, folks, but maybe this female illegal alien has been working her tail off. Maybe she's the sob story that everybody is always putting out there with every single one of these stories. Maybe she's trying to make ends meet. Maybe she's working three jobs for half the wage because Democrats like to keep the cheap labor in the country so that they can do the things that they say other Americans won't do and they pay them less for it off the books. Maybe she's working her tail off to provide a life for herself and her family north of a border that she thinks there's some sort of American dream here. But you didn't tell that story. You changed the details. You turned it into deception. And you turned it into deception not to help that woman. You turned it into deception so that you could help some sort of political agenda that you have. So the Washington Post, if you're going to be this dishonest with your reporting here, how can we trust anything you have to say? And then most of you are saying, Annie, it's the Washington Post. Well, here's a good example of why people say, well, Annie, it's the Washington Post. They take stories and they contort them in a way where they don't trust you with the information to come to the same conclusion that they need you to come to so that they can continue to exact a political agenda that they subscribe to, that they've probably benefited from being a leftist agenda-driven media outlet. This is how this has operated for quite some time. This is how we watched President Biden say for 4 years, the border is secure. What are you talking about? The border is secure. And then Kamala Harris, 106, 107 days, whatever it might be. In her campaign, she's actually like, I think maybe we should, I don't know, maybe like build more wall. What? What is the matter with you people? It's because we're playing with feelings, not facts, and we need to get back to the facts. If you hear the true story, and I don't know what the true story is for this female illegal alien, if you heard her true story, there are some of you who would still sympathize with her and want to provide her an opportunity to stay in this country. Well, that would be an honest debate. That would be an honest discussion between people who believe that a policy should be looked at from one angle and the other, and then you make your arguments and you come to the conclusion that you come to. But please do not come debate me with sob stories that don't have facts behind them. I can't sob for something that isn't true. Start with the facts. Ethan Sports and Local, next on the Annie Fry Show. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Check it out. Sports and local.
With Mardi Gras 2025's number one bead collector,
weird,
Ethan.
I got so many beads this year, guys.
Yeah, you worked for it.
I worked really hard for it.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is. I wouldn't throw any beads your way, no matter what you did.
Why is that, Ryan?
You're a guy.
Oh, right. The Blues. Remember a couple of days ago when we talked about, you know, that horrible losing streak the Blues were on, and then
They snapped it.
They ended it. Yeah, they ended it, and they actually looked really good against one of the best teams in the league, the Edmonton Oilers, and we're like, okay, time to move in the right direction. Well, we're back at square one, because last night they played the Washington Capitals, and they lost 6-1, and despite all that, the most notable part about the game was not the final score. It was an extremely historic night in the NHL. Alex Ovechkin, who last year broke Wayne Gretzky's NHL all-time leading goals record, scored his 900th career NHL goal, the first player in NHL history to do so. So he did that against the Blues. The funniest part about all of this, and this is definitely brought some controversy onto Jordan Binnington, who has already been, to a certain extent, a controversial figure in the NHL. You know, some people think that he has bad sportsmanship, stuff like that.
You really want your goalie to be like a really good sport.
Well said, Annie. Well said.
You want him to be like the nicest he can possibly be.
After Ovi scored his 900th career goal.
Ovi?
That's what they call Ovechkin. All That's right. his nickname. Widely known as that, Ryan. Thought you were a hockey guy. After that, Jordan Binnington.
Slap shots fired.
Yes. Yeah. I just took it. I don't have anything to add.
Dang it. You're right.
And you know what? To the extent that I thought the same thing and I didn't say it.
Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I should at least get one free shot for every sports and local.
Yeah, you got it. You're this is fair
based
game.
In large part on the intros and the opens that I get. So after that goal is scored, Binnington picks up the puck and he skates off to the side while everyone's celebrating and they're honoring Ovechkin, and he starts to stuff the puck inside of his pants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you do.
Yeah, super normal thing. And at first nobody noticed it, and then one of the Lions referees skates up to him and is like, hey, like,
give us
need
the puck.
That puck. It's one of the most historic pucks in NHL history.
Can
and
I
he's
kind of
talking to him for a second.
I'm not a hockey guy like Ryan. How big is 900 goals? How many people have hit, like, I know how many people have hit 700 home runs. How many people score 900 goals?
One. He's the first one in NHL history to do it.
And it was on Bennington.
And it was on Bennington.
And he's like, fine, I'll put it in my pants.
And he stuffed it in his pants.
Okay. Oh, that's going to be a hot puck.
He stuffed it in his pants.
Yeah, he's a trivia question now.
And, yeah, after a little bit of coercing, he did give the puck to the referee.
From his pants?
From his pants.
Well, what are his options?
He reached his hand into his pants,
like he
and
didn't,
he pulled it out.
He didn't
now,
realize
say,
they were coming for him
this
and pulled
is
it out
important.
Already.
For those that don't know, where in the pants was the puck put? That is a very, you know, side, back, front? That's an important question. It was in the side, all right? So for those that hadn't seen the video of this yet...
I don't know that it's that important of a question.
I would argue if it was in the front, then this would be getting way more controversy than it already is.
He's like, tell him to come get it.
In the back as well. I would argue that that context matters in that situation.
So let me ask you a dumb question, because I'm not as much of a hockey guy as Ryan. Why did he steal the puck?
So he was... He was just asked about this at the morning skate a couple of hours ago, and he basically said, I was going to give it back. You know, it very much so pointed towards...
Maybe he wanted to sign
it's
it.
It's the game inside of the game, and people are super upset at Bennington for this, saying it's very unsportsmanlike. This is one of those things...
Was he being a jerk?
This is one of those things that if it's the guy on your team doing it, you absolutely love it, and you're like, that's fun. Like, come on, was Jordan Bennington really going to try and steal the most...
Ender
one of the
said
most...
he was just pucking around.
Yes.
This is like the
well
loop.
Said, Ender. Little cringy, but yes. And but if it's on the other side, then you're like, dude, come on, man, that's so annoying. And he kind of has that reputation, but the league also kind of builds up that reputation that he has as well. So he really isn't that bad of a sport. But
did the puck become more valuable because of this?
It's got a story.
It's got a story now.
It already had quite the story.
But the story is about the event. It's not specifically about the puck.
This
now
part
it's got
in 20
lore.
Years is not going to be remembered. They're going to remember it being the 900th goal scored.
No,
but,
no.
But Blues fans are always going to look back and say, yeah, the best goalie in our franchise's history stuffed it in his pants and tried to steal
that's
it.
That's the one right
I
there.
I don't understand, because I this did even cross my feed, and I thought it, you know, like, how many baseballs get saved in a season, but like, you see baseballs, you see them doing the thing from the dugout, like, oh, we need that baseball. All the time, and everybody kind of understands that you do that, except for freaking big strong guy who threw that ball.
I was about to bring that up.
Alonso?
Pete Alonso. Mason Wynn's
first
career hit.
Mason Wynn's. Yes,
I was there.
I was there too. And we
texted about it. I remember this.
Yes, I was there too. And like, Pete Alonso was already a villain in St. Louis because he was a big strong guy, and he went after our Stubby Clapp, and you just don't do that. And Stubby Clapp made the point. I remember Pete Alonso was like, I'm like, who is this guy? Where did he come from? And then he's like, I could put him in the hospital if I wanted to. Like, who says that? Somebody who also says, I could put him in the hospital because, you know, I'm a big, strong guy. Mason Wynn gets his first hit. I'm glad that you mentioned that. And I was actually at the game. I was in the Champions Club for that. And
weird flex.
Everybody, well, I got a story about that too. I don't know. The story's going on and on. But I remember him throwing into the crowd and everybody went nuts. Everybody went crazy, and he said later that he didn't realize, and I don't know that he didn't realize.
Pete Alonso,
but he's also
kind of ball in his pants.
He should have.
Yeah, and then there's a story, and everybody's like, "Wow, Mason Wynn's first hit, and it was in his pants."
You watch people. So didn't the guy who hit the was it Will Smith? Did he hit the home run in the for the Dodgers or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Jada Pinkett.
Did the person throw the ball back on the field? I remember reading on Twitter that someone threw the ball back on the field, and then other people...
So this is actually a really interesting story. We actually had this guy...
Actually.
We had this guy on the Mark Reardon show, and he talked about this just a couple of days ago. Go find it on the Odyssey podcast.
What guy?
The guy that caught that ball.
Did he throw it back?
He
had a separate ball.
He had a separate ball.
Obviously. That's what I think my husband, he goes, that's not the ball. He threw a different ball back.
No, so they actually
had a ball in his pants.
And his son had caught the baseball like two innings earlier that tied the game. So they caught both of these baseballs.
Oh, gosh.
They didn't throw that one back, did they?
No.
They only had one ball in their pants?
How many balls did they have in their pants?
Two balls in the pants, technically four because there's two guys, and then they each caught a ball in their own.
Whoa,
six
whoa,
balls.
Whoa,
wait,
six what balls. About a sport
X's and
here.
Y's is Tuesday.
Six balls.
Six balls in those two men's pants?
What kind of balls they were, I'll leave that up to you. Context matters.
Were they all stitched?
I can't answer that question. I cannot confirm nor deny if they were stitched in their pants, Ryan. If the balls were stitched in their pants. Are we done with this story?
I think we're just getting started.
Let me ask some more questions about Bennington's pants.
Is he being punished? Is he being fined or anything?
Not yet. Nothing's come about.
Are people like real worked up about it?
Yeah, but people are always worked up about Bennington. When Bennington first came into the league, he was a little bit of a firecracker. He was very hot-headed, and you know, he kind of built that villain reputation. And as he has gotten older, as he's been in the league longer, he's really cooled down, and he really that really isn't his reputation
as
anymore.
As we all do.
And it's funny, now all of that stuff is coming back. All these people are saying, oh, he's the villain, he's the bad guy, like, that's just who he is. And he's really not. So, I don't know. I think it's good and fun gamesmanship, but I understand if you're a Caps fan and you see that happen, you're like, hey, that guy, like, you know, and you're like, you know, you're saying anything you can come up with. So.
Before we leave the World Series too much, I wanted to play a little clip here from the New Heights podcast, which is the Kelce brothers. Here's Jason Kelce talking
to
his brother.
We're going to stamp baseball for what?
Listen, just because the Phillies didn't make it doesn't mean the World Series wasn't absolutely epic. That was an awesome seven games of f-ing baseball, man. It was back and forth.
Have you heard this, Ethan?
Both teams had their shining moments. Blue Jays are up all game going into the eighth inning.
So you're telling me I'm supposed to get excited about a Canadian baseball team and a team that just spends more money than everybody else? Who the cares about either?
Both of them spend more money than everybody. It's baseball.
Yeah, that's why baseball sucks. That's why baseball sucks. You just buy World Series championships. It's the dumbest thing in the world.
I was enjoying the out of it. It's exciting.
It's exciting. It's exciting that the team that spent the most money and everybody knew was going to win the World Series won the World Series.
It was the unexpected person that won it for them.
It was unexpected? Everybody knew this was going to happen before the season. We just had a bunch of meaningless happened before it, and then it happened. So yeah, no, baseball not getting my stamp.
That's, I mean, Ethan.
Makes me so mad. And the sad part is I love Jason Kelce, but this
he's
take
the best
made
Kelce.
Me, this take made me so freaking mad.
Is he wrong?
Yes, he's wrong.
Which part?
The part where baseball is predictable, and because you spent the most money, you're guaranteed a World Series. Like 15% of the last 30 In the last 30 years, like, the highest spending team has won the World Series. It really doesn't happen that often. It's happened in back-to-back years, yes, but that doesn't mean that it's predictable. So baseball, if you look at it year by year, champion crowned is the most, has the most parity of the four major sports.
Shots fired at Jason Kelce now. Wow. Ethan is taking him down one
makes
at
me so
a time.
Mad. Taking those stats right out of his pants, throwing them on the air. I didn't know you had that at the ready. Good job.
Ethan's always ready. All right, next story.
Next story.
Do you have another story?
I do. I always have another story. And this one involving a recent guest of the show. And if you guys talked about this at all.
This is a national story about DeRoy Murdoch.
To shut up. No, it's about Eric Schmidt.
Go on. We talked to Eric Schmidt today.
Yes, and if you talked about this, I just need you to say next, okay? He announced just yesterday that FEMA is going to be transferring $59 million to St. Louis, the funds being allocated toward the recovery efforts from the tornado that occurred on May 16th. He was quoted saying, this is part of the estimated $180 million in upfront debris removal funding that will head to the state of Missouri alongside the deployment of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineer mission assignments and experts to advise the state with their unmatched technical expertise. They arrived in Jefferson City yesterday. So this announcement came after, you know, Trump granted $2.5 million for individual assistance in October following the widespread devastating weather events that we saw earlier in the year.
Yeah, that's good to hear. I hope that they're able to get that all taken care of before winter gets terrible.
I hope so, too.
All right. Well, that was a lively Sports and Local. Thank you.
That's one way to describe it.
All right. How many balls were in those pants?
Six.
At
least. Maybe more.
We don't know. Maybe less.
Hey, this dude's got a lot of balls in their pants.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's just life, baby. I was barely standing, but now I'm dancing. He's all over me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So the big news out of today is definitely surrounding the airline adjustment that is being made. And I know a lot of people, I'm one of them. I'll be flying a little bit later here in November. You're looking at this going, can I have some more details? What exactly does this mean? Because they are talking about how they're going to reduce traffic, basically reducing airline traffic while the government is shut down. Why? Well, because they don't have enough air traffic controllers to ensure that the skies and the runways and the landing strips are going to be safe. Now, I'm in favor of that. We need to make sure that we have good traffic control there. But let's listen to Sean Duffy, who is the new Pete Buttigieg, Transportation Secretary.
We always assess risk in the airspace, right? Where, as you've seen, and you know, I think you and I have talked about, controllers are making decisions about their families and their income, and some of them are not coming to work. It's a problem. I want them to come to work and do their jobs, but that's the reality that I deal with. And so you've seen a lot of delays and cancellations through the airspace. It changes every single day based on what controllers are coming to work and which ones are not and what airspaces. But we were seeing increased pressure in these 40 markets. And we looked at the data. This was data driven. And so taking 10% of the flights out will reduce that pressure, which is what we want to do. Now, does that mean there's going to be no delays? No, Brian, there's potentially still going to be delays. If we have staffing triggers and we don't have enough controllers in an airspace where we did cut 10%, you might see additional delays. However, you've covered Newark, right? We had massive delays at Newark early in the summer, and we reduced the capacity at Newark, and then all the flights flew on time. Right. There was no more delays. I can't guarantee that's the case here, but I'm hopeful that we're going to have more on time flights, less cancellations.
Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, making the case there that this is important. I asked Senator Eric Schmidt about this particular decision that was made by the transportation secretary. I asked him if this is a safety maneuver. Is this something that needs to be done so that the job can be executed in a safe and secure way? Or is this a political move to put pressure on the people who are keeping the government shut down? And he very quickly said, oh, no, he thinks this is 100% about safety and security. But it definitely is something if you are flying in the next couple weeks. I think that they said that they were going to start canceling flights through this weekend. So the heads up would be there a little bit. Was it Frontier? I got an email from Southwest that said that if our flight is canceled, that we would get a refund, which is not always the case when you book a flight. It kind of depends on the fare that you book and all that. Frontier said you should probably buy a backup ticket on another airline.
Whoa, that's
hot take.
Yeah, gee whiz. I don't think they're exactly advertising that you should fly with them.
Well, I mean, the case that a Frontier makes is we're cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely cheap.
Yeah. You fly Frontier?
I have. Yeah, I've flown Frontier a few times, especially to Denver because I think that's their hub.
What's it cost you?
Man, that's the cheapest flight I ever got. It was last year for the guys trip that I go on every September. I got a flight from here to Denver for a total of $19.
That's crazy.
And that was just the fees. So Frontier didn't make anything. They were just asking me to up my baggage fee and stuff, and I'm like, nope, getting the 19.
How'd you get a free flight?
Well, Frontier charged basically a penny because they were just trying to fill the flight up, hoping you would buy the extras so they'd make some money, like with, oh, buy a bag.
How'd you get connected to that?
It was just one of the options. I didn't have any special.
Did you stump? Like, did your buddies fly the same flight, or did you go out separately?
No, there's only two of us that live here, so there was only two of us that could have gotten that flight, and he didn't go on the same flight as me, so I was the only one that got it.
Is that because he didn't want to fly Frontier?
No, he was flying out a different day.
So just a totally different setup. That's crazy. $19.
Isn't that crazy?
I really kind of wonder if before all of this stuff can set in, if this government, the reopening of the government, will establish itself. But I'd like to know how quickly, once it's okay, you voted and it's open, now all of a sudden people don't have money in their checking account for the jobs that they've been working and doing. How long does it take to get reacclimated? How long does it take to get people back to work? I would presume that the people in Congress, they're all going to know that there's something imminent, that there's a vote that's going to happen. And so I would think that Speaker Johnson would say, hey, get on the next flight back. Make sure it's one that Sean Duffy's going to cancel and right. Get back to Washington, D.C. so that they can get to the business of all these bills. But you asked that question earlier, like, is this affecting you? Flights is going to affect a lot of people, and it's going to make a lot of people nervous. There are a lot of people who are not going to actually be affected by this who are going to feel the anxiety about this.
It's literally the reason that I want the government to get back open. I know that
there are other reasons, too.
I should be much more compassionate to the couple people that I know that are either not working at all and therefore not getting a paycheck, or still working and not getting a paycheck. But it's the real motivator for me because it affects me personally.
Well, we're going to continue to monitor it. They've got a tracker up now on the news stations of how many flights have been canceled. So we'll be monitoring it, certainly for our own personal circumstances, but yours as well. All right. We're going to get to the YouTube live chat poll results when we come back. Do you support the GOP Senate majority removing the filibuster? Yes, for the shutdown only, though. Get the Republicans in there and the filibuster, open the government and get back to business. Yes for everything, or no, you don't support that at all. Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote in the live chat poll right now. You can also text us. We'll take some text responses if you so choose. You can save this number in your phone and really text us anytime. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Just a fair warning, those texts go to Ryan. He's the one who's going to read them. So send those texts on the poll, and we'll be right back. Don't go away. Sunday, we had people over at our house, my family, for brunch, and turned it into an impromptu birthday brinner for my dad, whose birthday was last week, I think. Whatever, in late October.
So and was mine.
It was not.
No, my dad's birthday.
Oh.
Was last week.
Like you're talking about your birthday. And I'm like, no, it wasn't.
No. And no, I'm also not referring to your dad as my dad, no. Which sometimes I jokingly do.
I missed that opportunity. We did not include you in the family birthday.
I was offended.
Yeah. It kind of developed at the last minute. That's where we ended up watching the 60 Minutes with Trump on there. But then after that, we were flipping through, like, remember when you, on Sunday night, you'd like flip through the TV channels and you just like watch whatever was on because it was Sunday night.
That was what you did all the time.
That's just what, yeah, that's true. But yeah, I just felt like there was more free time on a Sunday for me, likely. But we were like scrolling through the channels and I remember thinking like, what is the point of this? Like anything that I want to watch, I could probably go find right now.
Oh yeah.
But like, let's watch a movie that's in progress with commercials.
You know who I feel bad for is bars during the day or bar-themed restaurants because they want to turn on sports, but it is just radio talk shows on TV on ESPN all day.
Like, well, highlights and stuff like that, I guess.
Sometimes.
Conversations. But the reason I bring this up is because that song that was just playing, the movie that we watched in progress with commercials, Remember the Titans.
I don't know that I've ever seen that movie.
That is a sin.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody I know loves that movie.
I'm trying to think of a better football movie.
The Replacements?
Actually, The Replacements came on after it.
Did it?
Yeah, because it was Keanu Reeves and then there was these cheerleader tryouts. And
that's more than I know about that movie.
My kids were in there and they were doing like one-shot cheerleader tryouts and they were basically coming up with every different stereotypical type of a girl. And I was like, okay, we're going to change that.
Any Given Sunday? The Waterboy?
No, those are not better than Remember the Titans.
Okay. I wouldn't know.
Remember the Titans is better than Rudy. Everybody just sit down and calm down.
Ooh, Rudy.
Okay, we're a Notre Dame house.
I like Rudy.
I like Sean Astin.
Yeah.
I... Where's Jared right now? I think he's teaching.
Tell us.
I just don't, like... Now, if I'm watching a baseball movie, there are two top-tier baseball movies for me. You want to guess them? Can you guess
Bull
them?
Bull Durham.
No. That would be a close third.
Hot Shots Part 2.
No.
Moneyball.
No. Come on, Ethan. Classic baseball movies.
Field of Dreams.
No. No, I don't even like that movie either.
Those. That's Sorry. Like all the top baseball
no,
movies.
No, it is not. You haven't even named the two best ones.
League of Their Own.
Duh.
Yeah, that's obvious.
Yes.
That's What's not the other a one? Baseball movie. That's a feminist movie.
I quit Ooh. My show, man. I'm freaking done.
Oh, man. Brad, you should have given us at least a couple more minutes because now we got to fill for Annie. She's gone.
She said League of Their Own is top two baseball movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie. Doesn't mean it's a top two baseball
movie. Is it a top
movie?
Two baseball movie? Other no. than Moneyball, what were you suggesting
Wait,
was a
I'm
top
I'm back.
One?
I'm back. Because here, I'm going to give goes. You a hot take. If you see A League of Their Own as a feminist movie, then you are intimidated by strong women. If that is something that makes you go, that movie is about feminism, the men were at war and the women, this is like a real story. It's not a story about feminism. The women weren't there taking the men's place. The men were fighting at war, and the women had to be prim and proper and wear skirts.
Here's my question.
What?
Did they cry?
One of them did.
Kit definitely did.
Here's my thing. That movie was written...
Not in the baseball game.
That movie was written by Gloria Steinem.
Shut the hell up.
She cried.
Evelyn was the one who was crying because Stillwell Angel wanted some, or I don't know.
No crying in baseball.
Yeah.
Kit cried after she gave up the hit in the World Series.
Good movie.
Right before she went up
yeah,
to bat.
Yeah, she did. But she's not the no crying in baseball one. No. And you're
that's
right.
What I was making
Brad's
a joke
right.
off of that.
Brad's absolutely right.
Like,
this movie
like
is
movie.
Only about women wanting to replace men. That is exactly why Tom Hanks signed on to the freaking thing.
You lit that's a the, fuse, Brad.
That's
Holy
the stupidest
moly.
Take I've ever heard about
but
A League of Their Own.
But Brad's favorite actress in it, Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, I know. Hot stuff.
More of a Madonna guy myself. But.
You know, you need to be... It had to be you. Marla Hooch.
Oh my gosh, what a hitter.
And then you have not figured out the best baseball movie of all. You haven't even mentioned it yet. It's an older one, but a goodie.
Hoosiers.
No.
Let's see. Sandlot.
No.
Good
one, though. Top five.
Was Field of Dreams mentioned?
Yeah, I don't like
Major
that.
Major League?
No.
No.
I said
what
hot
am
shots.
I forgetting?
Major League 2.
Major League 2 is arguably better than the first one. What am I missing, Annie?
That's a good one.
Yeah, I can't think of it either.
The Natural?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody text it to me so that
it's
I can
natural.
Pretend
the
that
natural.
I got it.
Oh. Just said it. Just
yeah.
said it.
Roy Hobbs.
Okay.
I haven't seen The Natural.
That's outrageous, too. It's a movie about women who hate men.
Well,
it's
then Brad
also
hates
a feminist
it.
Movie.
It's the precursor to A League of Their Own.
It sets the whole table.
It's really all about
it takes place
a
during
woman.
World War
One. It's about women who want to get pregnant, and so they use men the way they're supposed to get pregnant.
The natural way.
Yes, yeah. The natural way. And I'm trying to think of another feminist hot take
That's
in there.
Why I got the title.
A woman is trying to take over a business by being available. Take over a baseball team.
Starring Meg Ryan.
With a No, there's no Meg Ryan. With a scary guy who smokes cigars and pipes in the dark. That's what The Natural is.
Sounds like a
banger. Great.
Best baseball movie ever.
Any aliens or anything?
Yes.
Not illegal ones. Space.
Oh.
Space.
Oh.
Hard take, no.
Ryan.
YouTube live chat poll. Do you support the GOP Senate majority removing the filibuster? You got me all tangled up now talking about League of Their Own. Yes for the shutdown only, yes for everything, or no. I'm still a no on this, but that's because I don't want them to remove the filibuster. I want them to edit the filibuster. I want them to go back to pre-1975 where they got to stand their butts out on there on the Senate floor and keep talking until they've made their case. So keep the filibuster in. How dedicated are you? How far can you take this thing? I looked it up because we got a message from a listener who was trying to ask, like, you know, what kind of filibuster is it if you don't actually have to do anything in order to buster the filla?
Ooh, yeah. Deconstructed that word yeah. well there.
I know. It's a technical term. Civics. Take your civics class. The filibuster used to be before 1975. It was referred to as a talking filibuster, and you had to stand up there and hold the Senate floor until you were done. And they don't have to do that anymore. What if they did? Everybody get back to work. That's what I would say. But if you eliminate the filibuster, I think that's a happy medium. I'm still a no on this, and we're going to compare notes from one day, Monday's results to today's. What do you got?
I love your suggestion. I do think they should get rid of it for the shutdown, but I also think that that's really for budget issues, because the only way we have a national emergency where we have to balance this budget at some point, Democrats will never do it. Republicans might never either, but they have to. That's the only way it'll happen.
Brad?
I'm still just do it for the shutdown and get it over with.
All right. What do we got for the results today?
So you want today's first?
Yes. Are we,
okay. All right. 224 votes. 38% say yes for the shutdown. Only 21% say yes for everything, and 41% say no.
That's up 4% from Monday on everything and down 7% on no. Real quick before we go, Hernan comments on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Annie, A League of Your Own is an excellent movie, and as sad as it reminds us of loved ones who have passed and that we will all pass on as well. Yay, feminism! Hooray! Mark Rubin's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.